Nicely Done LLC presents Is Fred in the Refrigerator? Taming OCD and Reclaiming My Life by Shala Nicely. This is the author. Foreword written and read by Jeff Bell. Afterword written and read by Reed Wilson, PhD. Music by John Hirschfield, MFT. Author's note. The identities of some people in my story have been disguised or composited to protect their privacy. Any clients mentioned in this book are composites of multiple people with whom I have worked and do not reflect the experiences of any one individual. Any errors in recollection of the events of my life portrayed in this book are strictly my own. For Mom and Dad.
Foreword. Full disclosure, I can't imagine two more fitting words with which to begin this brief introduction to Is Fred in the Refrigerator and the truly remarkable woman behind it. As someone living with obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, I've long battled compulsive urges to disclose what might not otherwise be apparent. My natural inclination is to delineate here the myriad reasons why I simply cannot be impartial in extolling the importance of Shala Nicely's story. She is, after all, both my longtime advocacy partner and a dear friend. But because I no longer allow my OCD to dictate what I can and cannot do, I've humbly accepted Shala's invitation to write a few words about the story you're about to read. I'll also further tweak my doubt bully and declare with great confidence that Shala's recovery journey is the most inspiring I've witnessed in more than a decade of doing OCD advocacy. What makes it so are again those two words, full disclosure. For Shala, full disclosure is the very antithesis of what OCD demanded of her for so much of her life. As you'll read, her unforgiving rule number one long kept Shala from breathing a word about her inner challenges, even to those she trusted most. That she has chosen to disclose in these pages the most intimate details of those trials with unflinching courage and candor speaks volumes about both how far she has come and how committed she is to using her story to help others. In our shared advocacy work, Shala and I aim to help individuals impacted by OCD reap the benefits of what we call greater good motivation. We're big believers in the notion that we help ourselves by helping others, and more specifically, that purpose and service are far more powerful motivators than fear and doubt. Throughout our workshops and online course, we offer up day-to-day examples of our own applications of these principles. But time and again, I find myself pointing to Shala's personal and professional transformation as the ultimate demonstration. In 2010, at the age of 39, Shala made two greater good decisions that would forever change her life and the lives of countless others, I'd argue. First, she decided she'd put her story down on paper so others could learn from it. After years of going undiagnosed and then stumbling her way through the mental health system, she'd found proper treatment, and she knew she could be of great service to so many other tortured souls by recounting her journey. Doing so, of course, would require her to push through full disclosure fears of a magnitude few of us can even fathom, and yet Shala chose service over fear. She committed herself to write this book, and she began the long, tedious process of making that happen. Sensing almost immediately how powerful that decision was, Shala soon made an even bolder one. After years of building a highly successful, secure career in marketing and business, she decided she'd go back to school and reinvent herself as an OCD therapist so she could teach others what she'd learned about treatment. I still shake my head when I think about that commitment because I know just what Shala had to sacrifice to make it. Namely, every semblance of security and comfort she'd attempted to find for herself up to that point.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?